Baba, who is the overlord of us all, over us all, how he set the guidelines. Yeah. Discretion was there. Yeah. You know the stories about how when we were playing cards and what he did there. You know that?
Yeah.
The strangers came.
Oh, yeah, playing on the train?
No, not on the train. Well, in Guru Prasad Hall, we were playing cards and all that. And such a hilarious atmosphere was there. So how many people were around there just playing cards? You know, you play cards, you have your partnership with five or six or eight people playing cards. But here there were about 22 or 26 people playing cards, means two cards each in each person's hand. So there was a lot of noise and all that was going on, you see, and cheating and this and that, and Baba is himself there. And I had been kept on the door post there to keep guard and watch. So the noise was so great that Guru Prasad had a long approach road. Even from the roadside, they would turn their heads and say, what's the uproar going on inside, you see. It was like that. So they didn't mind that. But all of a sudden, a car entered and immediately stopped there in speed. And before, as I see the car entering the gate, I tell Baba, there is some visitor come, you know, from family. So we all had that. So Baba signals to each one of them, he said, come, put the cards under your lap.
Yeah.
And it's, be quiet now. So that's how the discussion is. And as soon as they met and went away, and then he just fixed the thing, oh, come on now, let's have a game.
So this is
an example of this. Lifelong example. We must be discreet.
Après, il y a quelqu'un qui
va arriver,
des étrangers.
They will never be able to know and follow.
Did they come for Baba's darshan?
Yeah, they came for Baba's darshan.
Ils sont venus pour avoir le darshan de Baba. Alors, ça se fait pas de jouer aux cartes, tu vois, pour les gens. Ils comprennent parce qu'ils comprennent pas. Alors, Baba leur dit de calmer sur les cartes dessous. Ça sera sur les cartes et puis. Tu vois, pour que les autres, ils attendent ça. Ils veulent une atmosphère. Eric, coming back to the story of playing cards, could you explain that in a more detailed form to Tommaso? Why this had to be, you know, why did he have to hide the cards instead of just going on?
It's discretion, using discretion, because
the ones
there are
that
people,
were
the ones they were coming, they were too raw to understand these things. Yeah, they wouldn't be able to digest this heavy food of being in the company of the God-man. Man, God has become man and lives like man amongst men to give company. So that will be, it's very heavy food, which is not easily digestible to the people who cannot stomach it. They have delicate stomach. So you need to have delicate food for that.
They wouldn't think it was appropriate.
It was appropriate, yeah.
You're expecting to see a holy religious person.
Yeah, they come
playing cards.
Parmi les hommes comme un homme. Mais il y a pour certaines gens, ceci n'est pas possible d'accepter parce que pour eux, Dieu il faut toujours qu'il soit loin de l'homme, il faut qu'il soit sur le trône doré. Et quand ils ne peuvent pas accepter qu'il joue aux cartes, c'est pour ne pas, blesser leur
Baba said,
he wouldn't say that.
He says, why were they cheating?
He would like to have the best of the cards and all that. But what he would do is, he would also have children around him. And they would be in conference with him. Baba and all that. They would just move about innocently and all that. And then say to Baba that he has been, he has the king and all that. And Baba will wink at that. He is coming down to the lowest level, and that is the beauty. That is true perfection. For him to come down to our level and give us the joy of his company.
He wouldn't want Eric.
He wouldn't want me to cheat, of course.
No.
Yeah. But which we call cheating is nothing but him coming down to our lowest level and giving us the joy of his company. Mm. Because we are all cheats, you know that.
Yes.
Yeah. So that is a very heavy food to digest. And if strangers come there and they'll misconstrue the whole thing. You follow?
Yeah.
I think he's a charlatan.
Erich likes
What is it?
He says that because I reminded him like Jesus went to the to these girls and to the what do you call them? Those that are at the customs.
Money changers.
No, those that work in the customs, you know.
Your customs.
The prostitutes and the custom officers, which were considered very lowly, because they were considered cheats, you know, they were considered very lowly. And well, Jesus went there, but he says that he went there and he wouldn't hide it.
Yeah.
He would just go there openly.
Yeah. Yeah.
So he said, why should
Baba also went there? Baba also did the same thing.
Yeah,
Baba said, he was not hiding it. There were 22 people around and others also know. Yeah. If he wanted it to be hidden, I wouldn't have told the story to you all.
Yeah, sure.
But that particular family that came, it was not meant for them.
Yeah.
This was not meant for them. This was a great dispensation. It is a great rich food. It was not meant for them because they wouldn't have digested it.
Il dit que le fait même qu'il nous le raconte, et que c'est même tu peux le lire dans les livres sur la vie de Baba, le fait même qu'il le raconte ici, puis il y avait autour de Baba beaucoup de gens à ce moment, ils jouaient les cartes.
La question n'est pas là.
Non, mais d'accord. Il dit, ce n'est pas quelque chose qu'il a caché, mais pour les gens qui sont venus, il l'a caché. Parce qu'il dit, pour ces gens particuliers, c'était quelque chose de trop lourd à digérer. C'était pour ceux-là qui sont venus. Mais pas pour le...
Ce serait pas mort à croire, Christ, si c'est...
Non, mais le Christ est un docteur. Il vient pour guérir les gens.
Oui, mais dans la même ligne.
Et il guérit selon les maladies. Et le médicament n'est pas le même pour tout le monde.
Oui, d'accord. Mais tu vois, le Christ ne serait jamais mort à croire si on n'a pas choqué les gens.
He says Christ would not. Christ didn't care who knew or who didn't know. He went.
But Baba also went.
Some example of times when Baba did associate with disreputable people?
The disreputable people, we have gotten their wayfarers there, that Baba went to the mosque, you see, who was sitting in prostitute's house, and this, that. Yeah, we have got that. Yeah, he would go to any places. There were quite a few courtesans who would come to Baba.
There were prostitutes who came to Baba that everyone knew were prostitutes.
Yeah.
I think it's maybe the point is that
this was just as I'm telling you. No, he has set an example, a guideline that how humanity has to use its discretion. That's the only guideline we have got. Because we simply want to throw words and we want to get Baba in the public and all that, but he always had given this little example that use your discretion. It's not a question of hiding or anything, but to use your discretion where it should be kept open and where it should be. Yeah.
You may go around inside of your home with much fewer clothes on than you're going to have when you have company over.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's not a question of being a coward, it's a question of discretion. Meeting people at their own level.
On their level, it's perfection, total perfection.
To put people at ease.
Now, what about this? You see, who were the ones who came and tried to trap Jesus?
The Pharisees.
Huh?
The Pharisees.
They asked him about the tax to be paid, you see. So, what did he say?
You attribute it to Caesar what is Caesar's and to God what is God's.
God. Mm-hmm. Yes. You follow. That's how it is. So, he didn't say that, no, nothing to be given. Give everything to God. But he used his discretion and escaped that way. You see, they came to trap him. So he used his discretion in the answer. Give to Caesar that is due to Caesar and give to God what is due to
God. He didn't just say no, don't
no. Caesar. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, who is Caesar? He's
yeah.
He's
tell him that.
Tu as compris?
Non, pas tout.
Il dit que la leçon avec les cartes qu'il a raconté pour illustrer qu'il faut utiliser sa discrétion.
Mm-hmm. Ça, j'avais compris.
Pas aller
la
n'importe où dire il faut jeter les choses faux.
There's no question of hiding, but for that particular family, only for that particular family, that was the question. Yeah, that's how it was. Why did he do that? Why? Just for that particular family. So that we may learn the lesson of using our discretion.
You're saying that example, that for thing
us,
was for you.
For us, not for them. Yeah. That's how it is.